Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
This morning we're joined by Jeremy Maggs. He's been a journalist and television and radio presenter for over 30 years with a front row seat to major news events in the run-up to and during the birth of South Africa's democracy and beyond. Jeremy joins us on the show this morning to tell us how he came to write his book, My Final Answer. Good morning, Jeremy.
Guys, a very good morning to you. I'm just looking at the picture of the Algoa FM breakfast team in front of me because you tweeted it last night. I have to tell you, I have never seen a better looking lineup of presenters in my entire life. Gee, I'm honored to be with you.
Jeremy, your banking details, please. We'll do an EFT.
Your producers got them.
Jeremy, thank you so much, one, for the compliments, and two, for joining us this morning. I feel like it's an honor to have you on the show. 30 years of experience in the field. It's just fantastic. I want to talk to you about your book, Final Answer. The focus, is it on your experience with brands and media or more on journalism?
Guys, this is the story. I've been covering the brand communication industry as a journalist for most of my life, among other things. And about a year ago, at the start of lockdown, I had an idea of putting a book together on my experience in the advertising industry because I've met some astonishing people and I also have immense respect about the mystique of creativity, how someone can sit down and come up with an idea that is going to sell motor cars or toilet paper or whiskey or whatever the case is. I put this to a publisher. They said, yeah, not a bad idea, but your media career is beyond just advertising. Why don't you write a book about your career in the media? And guys, we're all in broadcasting here in one way or another. What are the two things that we share? We love the sound of our own voices and we have very big egos. an opportunity for me to write about myself and people were going to read it and buy it, I couldn't turn the offer down.
Now, Jeremy, the last time we chatted to you was in 2018 with the launch of your book, Win, Conversations with 20 Successful South Africans. Mm. Now, your latest book, My Final Answer, was it an easy write?
It was a very easy write. You know, I'm one of those people that I'm not afraid of the blinking cursor on a white computer screen. I started out, as you know, my journalism career as it was then, the Eastern Province Herald, when the newspaper was still in Barkin Street. I believe it's moved somewhere now, but I'm not entirely sure where, because I haven't been down to your neck of the woods for a while. But I've never been afraid of that. I love the process of writing. Obviously, we were all in a degree of lockdown last year, and I was able to sit in my beautiful little writing room at the back of the house, which my wife, Mrs. Anne Maggs, who was also a journalist on the Eastern Province Herald many years ago, built for me, and it just flowed. The only difficulty was I would go down a memory tributary, and then I would have no idea how I got there. Then I'd have to paddle back to the main thought. That was a bit difficult at times.
So you say you've been writing this book at the back there. That was my next question. Where did you spend most of your time writing this book?
Well, like you guys, I have just left the television business, ENCA. I was the founding anchor on the station 11 years ago. I felt it was time for me to do something else because, as you and your audience know, I've just turned 35 and one's got to start. That was a very, very unpleasant laugh at me from you two. It's not 35, it's 40, okay? Yeah. I thought I needed to do something else, and I was very lucky enough to have this beautiful space to sit and write, because while I was working, because I was on air as well as you guys were, I was a little bit more confined to home, and it was, at the end of the day, it wasn't a question of what to put in, but more what to leave out. So who knows, maybe there's another one.
Jeremy, I'm sure, like you said, as to what to put in, I'm sure the book has got a plethora of information. You have the experience as a professional broadcaster. Any advice in the book, perhaps, regarding career choices as a professional broadcaster for people who'd like to head into that direction?
Not just as a broadcaster. I'm going to say as a broadcaster and a journalist. And I would say there are two principal pieces of advice I would give. And both of them, I think, are well articulated in the book. One is, you cannot do this job, whether you are presenting a radio breakfast show, a television news bulletin, whether you're a journalist on a newspaper or in the digital space these days. You have to read voraciously. And I'm very lucky that I had a mother who, from a very early age, dragged me and my brother, not literally, to the local library. It was impressed upon us how important it was, and I have read from a very early age. And the second thing is, you have to be curious, because if you're not curious, go and do something else. You're constantly about the minutiae of life, you have to keep asking yourself, why is this happening? What's the relevance of it? What's the consequence of it? Those are the two pieces of advice I would give anyone. The other thing is, if you're going to study it, you need to study history, because you need to know what happened in the past, so you can put some context to things. And it's not a bad idea to study economics, because you can look towards the future.
This is just what I picked up, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to, when I see articles about you and you talking about your book, there seems to be a fear or a concern maybe regarding democracy and journalism in South Africa right now and the future of that. Are you concerned?
I'm always concerned. I think all right-minded South Africans should always be concerned about the fragility of our democracy. We are very lucky that we have, in some cases, strong Chapter 9 institutions that will guard against it. I think, for instance, of the Constitutional Court. But we always have to be. Democracy is one of those things that can break and slip away from us very quickly. Am I concerned about journalism? I've made the point time and time again that we have a robust, vigorous, free press in this country, and it's also something that is constantly under attack in a very contested space. Again, we have to guard against it. Am I worried about it? No, but I am perpetually concerned, as should all right-minded South Africans be.
Jeremy, the people you write about and mention in the book, will they be surprised to read about what you write about them?
Is this a nice way of saying how many lawsuits have I received?
pretty much.
I hope that people understand. What I've said is that I guess some people will look at it and say, maybe I'm not that happy with it. Other people will be delighted. It's my lived experience, and I have not set out to hurt anyone. I don't think I have. I've set out to tell the truth, and mostly I've set out to tell the truth about myself. The cover, or the back cover says, it's written in a self-deprecating style, and I like to think that that is true. Folks, I made the quip a little earlier about broadcasters having big egos and loving the sound of our own voices. To an extent, that is true. But, also, we can't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
And I would hope that people, having read this book, will look at it and say, well, he's a reasonably nice guy. He's tried hard, and he doesn't take himself too seriously. At least that's the intention.
Here's a question, maybe a bit of a difficult one to answer, but having worked in the industry for 30 years, radio or television?
I'm asked that question on a number of occasions, and I always come back and I will say that radio has a spot in my heart that will never go away. There is nothing, and I know you guys feel it every morning at your show starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, at a minute to six when you're waiting for that red light to come on. There is a surge of adrenaline, and there is an absolute expectation and an excitement. That feeling in television is a little bit more controlled because there's so many other people involved in the process. I have to say radio. It's my first love. It's where I got my big break in broadcasting, reading the 5 a.m. news on 702 in Johannesburg when it was still on an AM signal, I'll tell you. And I do write in the book, I was supposed to read a 3-minute news bulletin, which took 90 seconds to read. I was so nervous. My brother phones up and says, listen, if your career in radio tanks, there's always one doing the horse racing commentary at Turfington. I love radio, guys. I will never, I will always admit to that. It is a fabulous medium of intimacy.
Jeremy, any plans for the foreseeable future? Where do you see this hiatus taking you?
Well, it's not a hiatus at all. I am involved in a couple of other exciting media projects. and I have absolutely no intention of telling you or your audience what they are, because I'm still inking my signature.
Are you coming back to radio?
Well, you know, you might say that I couldn't possibly comment, but I'm busy doing other things. I love television. I loved working in the television news environment. But there comes a time when you got to move on. Mm. And I think what I'm really enjoying, I'm talking to you right now from my beautiful writing room. There is certainly a lot more writing involved in my career. And who knows, maybe he'll write a novel one day.
This is exciting. You never know. Never know. All right, Jeremy and Mags, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning, and enjoy the writing going forward and all the work that is coming your way. I think you've got something up your sleeve, and we'll wait.
My favorite radio station in my favorite city, and thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.